It's also fall foliage season, along with politics in New Hampshire and New England. The region is awash in bright yellows and reds before the trees hunker down for winter. And even if you don't live here or aren't planning to visit, you can still get a taste of a New England autumn. Kyle Waring runs the online company shipfoliage.com, where you can order your very own peak autumn leaves. And he's with us now in the studio. Kyle, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you've actually brought us a sample package here of what people could get in the mail. It's three leaves of a beautiful sort of red color. Tell me, how does the business work?
So first of all, I collect each leaf individually and I select only the best quality leaves. And then I preserve them using glycerin and water. And then I ship them out using either FedEx or USPS.
Yeah, so the color gets preserved with your process.
Exactly, yep.
Okay, so most of your orders are for, you know, one bunch of leaves, one group of leaves as we see here for, that's three leaves for almost $20, $19.99. What if someone wants more than that? Because I think, you know, one of the great things about fall is raking up the leaves and jumping into them in your yard.
Yeah, so I'm trying to play around with different higher quantity packages. But at this point, like, it's really hard for me to preserve them in mass quantities. It's just really me and my wife kind of building these products. So it's really time consuming. So in order to get the quantity, we definitely need to preserve them and make sure that they're quality products.
Okay. And so where'd you get the idea from? Did you have people outside of New England saying, we miss the fall colors?
I used to live in Dubai, which is a very seasonless area. It's summer all year round.
All the time.
So,
yeah.
So when I came back, I grew up in New England, and when I came back, I just became instantly obsessed with the seasons. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me to kind of monetize the seasons a little bit because I've been developing websites for a long time and developing like small businesses.
Yeah, no, you really have become obsessed with monetizing the seasons because you also had a business about shipping snow.
That's right. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. And so how is it working out so far? I mean, is business good?
Booming. Absolutely.
Booming.
I can't even believe it.
Dear.
It's amazing. We almost hit 300 orders so far, and it's only been up for 2 weeks.
Amazing. Okay, so you really are challenging the maxim that money does not grow on trees.
Exactly.
Because it kind of does here.
It does.
I mean, it's $20, virtually $20 a pop. I was, as I came into work this morning, I was like looking around at all the yellow leaves falling off the trees, and I thought, wow. See, I wasn't smart enough to see a business opportunity there.
It's just asking for it. Like, it's so obvious that it's like, you just don't even understand. Like, you don't actively, consciously think about it. And I'm so happy that I stumbled upon it. I'm like just blown away.
Now, what would you do if people weren't so passionately and illogically nostalgic? Because really, that's what this is all about, right? Mm-hmm. You talked about growing up in New England and reliving childhood memories.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like a factor of really just kind of tapping into the emotional kind of aspects of the season. But no matter where you are in the world, and if you move away from wherever you're from, you're going to miss a little part of that. Your memories and emotional connection between, you know, where you grew up is really strong and powerful. So even if it wasn't New England, if it was down south, I mean, you could probably ship seashells or something simpler, you know, if you kind of grew up in Florida or Key West or something like that.
Young entrepreneurs everywhere, listen up, look around you and think about what people who grew up next to you might be missing right now if they've moved away. Kyle Waring is of Ship Foliage and Ship Snow Yo. Kyle, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
And now we want to note a voice familiar to many on WAMU in the Washington, D.C. area, a voice that's fallen silent.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Big Broadcast. My name is Ed Walker. Over the next 4 hours, we'll be playing back some of my favorite, and I hope yours, 4 hours of old-time radio shows. Radio shows that were popular in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Big Broadcast was the longest-running radio broadcast on WAMU. You may have heard the stories last week on Ed ending his run. He died of cancer last night, just hours after listening back to his last show, which we just heard a bit of. It was taped last week from his hospital bed. It was, of course, now his last recording. Blind since birth, Walker was a disability pioneer, the first blind student at American University. He once said that growing up, radio was my comic books, my movies, my everything. In his last show, he got to play some of his favorites, so in homage, here's one, Stan Freberg's comedy show from 1957, in which he plays a hi-fi radio expert.
Wow, man, I'll have to ask you not to gong like that.
Oh, well,
it's
yeah.
It's right in my ear, man.
Well, I was just trying
It's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, see, the gong was to separate me from the commercials you just heard. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a cigarette or a used car.
Ed Walker died at 83. WAMU says Big Broadcast will continue and his voice will live on, all things considered. We'll do a rebroadcast of their story with Ed Walker later today.